Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject: Sarf. Book: A Summary of Tasrif. Teacher: Sheikh Muhammad Baqir Nijad. Lesson number 3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم والعن عدوهم. السلام عليكم my dear students. We are in the third class, third lesson of علم الصرف. In the previous class, if you remember, we talked about the benefit of علم الصرف and how does علم الصرف help us in understanding the meaning of words, Arabic words. And then we say that the topic of علم الصرف is كلمة, and كلمة can be categorized under three categories or can be divided into three different divisions. One is اسم, second one is فعل, and the third is حرف. S means noun, a word that has independent meaning with no time tense, with no time. فعل is a verb, a word that has an independent meaning with a time, past, present, future. And حرف is a word which does not have independent meaning. Like remember we gave the example of دخلت في المدرسة. I entered into the school. The particle في, or in English into, does not give us any meaning unless it is put into this sentence, دخلت في المدرسة. If في or into is all by itself, we do not understand meaning just by itself. Okay, another thing we talked about was جامد and مشتق. Remember, we say that جامد is any word. We say that a كلمة, an Arabic word, is either jamad, meaning that it is taken or derived directly from the Arabic alphabet, right? Like fil, saif, and so forth. And derivative words are the words that are derived from another word. For example, we said alim is derived from ilm, right? Alima is derived from ilm. Ya'lamu is derived from Alima. And the word that you derive a word from is called the root word or al-asl. Okay, this was the summary of what we talked about in the previous class. Now, today's lesson on page 4, original letters and additional letters. This is what we are about to learn today. The letters of a root word that are also found in its derivatives are referred to as the original letters, al-ahruf al-asli. The letters that are found only in some of the derivative words are called additional letters or al-ahruf al-zaid. Okay, so we have ahruf al-asli and ahruf al-zaid. The letters that are repeated in all the words, all the derivative words, are called ahruf al-asli, the original letters, right? For example, let me write this on the board. Let's have a salawat when I'm writing. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajah. Okay. For example, we have the word ilm, alim, ma'loom, right? Ya'lamu, right? And أعلم, just أعلم, sorry, أعلم, right? Okay. So As I just mentioned, the letter, if you notice, if you look at the pattern, you see in all of these words, all of these, you know, derivative words, there are three letters that are repeated, right? In the same sequence, which are what? Ain, Lam, and Mim, right? Look at all of these examples. Alim, Ilm, you have Ain, Lam, Mim. Alam, you have Ain, Lam, Mim. Ma'lum, you have Ain, Lam, Mim. Ya'lamu, you have Ain, Lam, Mim. A'lam, you have Ain, Lam, Mim. Right? So in all of these words, there are three original letters. Three original letters that are repeated. We call them original letters. The Ahruf al-Asli of a root word. Now, if you notice, the derivative words have additional letters. For example, this one has Aleph, right? Let me erase this one. Alam has Aleph as an extra. Ma'lum has how many additional letters? Has the first Mim, right? And the Waw, right? Ya'lamu has Ya in the beginning, additional letter. A'lam has Aleph, right? So, the letters that are repeated in all of them are called original letters. And these that are extra or addition, that are added to these words, these derivative words are called additional letters. For example, let's go back to the book. For example, in the word ilm, alam, ma'lum, and a'lam, the three letters Ain, Lam, and Mim are repeated, right? Are the original letters since they are found in its root word, Ilm. And each of the subsequent words, so all of these words that are derived from the original word, right, the root word, Ilm, all of them have the original letters, right? That the root word also has it, which is Ilm. And the remaining letters are additional letters because they are only found in some of these words, all of which are derivative words. Al-mushtaqat, right? Look at all of these mushtaqat, right? This one has Aleph, this one has Mim and Wav, this one has Ya, and this one has Aleph, right? These are just some examples. So these are called additional letters. Ain, Lam, Mim are called original letters. And so forth. Any other example? Let's look at the example of Nasr. Nasr means to help. Nasir, Mansur, Yansuru, and Ansuru, for example, right? In that case, also you have the original letters, which are Nun, Sad, and Ra, and you have the additional letters. Okay, so I think that's understood. Next part. Construction of the kalima. Based on its original letters, the kalima has three types of construction. Now, we're going to look at the original letters. Based on the original letters, we can divide kalima into three divisions. Thalathi, Rubai, Khumasi. There are some words, basically most of the words in Arabic, are Thalathi, meaning that they have three original letters. So I repeat this one more time. Most of the words in Arabic have three original letters, or basically they are called Thalathi. Some others have four letters as their original letters, and they are called Rubai. And few others are Khumasi, meaning that they have five original letters. Okay? So, Al is which one? Of course, Thalathi, first one, right? Because it has three original letters, Ain, Lam, and Mim. Okay. The kalima comprised of three original letters is called Thalathi or three-lettered. This example we just talked about. The kalima comprised of four original letters is called Rubai or four-lettered. The kalima comprised of five original letters is called khumasi, which means five letters. Okay. In addition, each of these three constructions also has two subdivisions. Al-mujarrad, al-mazidu fi. Al-mujarrad, al-mazidu fi. If the kalima contains only the original letters, it is referred to as mujarrad. Okay, so if it only has the original letters, it is called mujarrad. Literally, mujarrad means to be bare, devoid of, or free of something. The word that is referred to as mujarrad is free of any additional letters and only contains the original letters of the root word. In our study, we will refer to mujarrad as primary words. Okay, let me write this on the board. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal faraja. So we say that kalima, if we look at the original letters, right? Original letters. It is either thalathi, meaning that it has three letters, or it is ruba'i, four lettered, or khumasi, right? Five letters. Now, each one can be categorized as, they have subdivisions basically. Mujarrad and mazidun fi. Okay? So what is mujarrad? Mujarrad means it is free of additional letters. Additional letters. So the word that is referred to as mujarrad is free of any additional letters, and only contains the original letters of the root word. Okay. The kalima having additional letters aside from the original letters is known as mazidun fi. Right? So what is mazidun fi? The word that has additional letter, meaning having additions in it. We will refer to mazidun fi as derivative words. Altogether, the kalima has six divisions. Right? Why? Because we have three divisions, thulathi, ruba'i, khumasi, and each one has two subdivisions, mujarrad, mazidun fi. Mujarrad, ruba'i has mujarrad, and also mazidun fi. Same thing for khumasi. Mujarrad, mazidun fi. And we're going to see, write some examples now too. But most words, as I said earlier, most of the Arabic words are thalathi. Most of them. Maybe we can say 90% of the words, maybe even more, of the Arabic words are thalathi. Okay. The three-letter primary word, al-thalathi mujarrad, is like alima, which means he knew, or rajul, which means a man. Right? You look at these words, alima and rajul, they have original letters only, right? The three original letters only. So they are mujarrad. The three-letter derivative word, or al-thulathi mazidun fi, would be like a'lam, a'lama, which means he informed, or rajal, which means men, right? So mujarrad would be like alima, alima, right? You know, only because it's mujarrad. Why? Because it is free of additional letters. And mazidun fi would be like a'lama, right? He informed. And why is it called mazidun fi? Because it has additional letter. It has the original letters ayn, lam, and mim, and additional letter. So thalathi, a word which is thalathi, has three original letters. It is either mujarrad, which means only has the original letters, or mazidun fi, right? It has not only has the original letters, but it also has additional letter. Okay. Next page. The four-letter word, al-ruba'i, the four-letter primary word, الرباعي والمجرد would be like دحرجة, which means he rolled, or جعفل, a small stream, right? دحرجة. If you can make a chart like this in your book, like right in the on the top of this page, would be really nice for yourself to keep. And so when you go back to study this part, you have a chart to study. Instead of going through the text, you have a chart. Okay, so دحرجة, you see, has four letters as original letters. Dal, Ha, Ra, and Jim. Right? It's called Ruba'i, Mujarrad. The four letter derivative word, Ar-Ruba'i wal-Mazidun fi, would be like Tadahraja. Tadahraja. It has the original letters, which are Dal, Ha, Ra, and Jim. And it also has an additional letter, which is Ta. That's why it is under the Mazidun fi. The subdivision of Mazidun fi. Okay? Al-Khumasi is a five-letter word. The five-letter primary word, Al-Khumasi al-Mujarrad, would be like Safarjal, which means a quince. The Khumasi words in Arabic are very few words in Arabic. Okay, so Safarjal would be Khumasi Mujarrad, and the five-letter derivative word, Al-Khumasi al-Mazidun fi, would be Khandaras. And the rest. Okay, very good. So you see that a kalima, let us review that. A kalima, a word in Arabic, is of three kinds. It's either, let me say this before we continue. You would see this in Sarf and Nahf, that we categorize one topic into different categories, but they are categorized from different perspectives, right? If you remember previous class, we say that a kalima is either ism, fi'l, or harf, right? Today we say a kalima is either thalathi, ruba'i, khumasi. Don't say, oh, Shaykhana, you are contradicting yourself. You say that kalima is either ism, fi'l, and harf. Now you say kalima is either thalathi, ruba'i, khumasi. Don't say this to me. Why? Because we are categorizing kalima from different perspectives, right? Yesterday, the last class, when we were talking about kalima, we say that it's either as, fi'l, and harf. We were looking at kalima from the perspective of being either, you know, having an independent meaning or not having independent meaning. You know, that was how we were categorizing kalima. And today we are categorizing kalima from the perspective of its original letters, right? If we look at kalima, right, from the perspective of original letters, it is either thalathi, ruba'i, khumasi, right? So you know, just like, let me give you an example. You can say that our school has two kinds of students. They are either black or white, right? And then you also say our school has three kinds of students. They are either tall or short or something in between, right? Well, did you contradict yourself? Because at the first moment you say that there are two kinds, then you say there are three kinds? No. The first example, you were categorizing the students of the school from the perspective of the skin of their color, the color of their skin, right? The second time, you were categorizing them from a different perspective, right? Same thing here. We do this a lot. So I just wanted to mention this so that when we are doing these categorizing in Saf and Nah, you would know what we are doing. You don't get lost and you don't be confused, inshallah. Okay. I think this is clear that we have Thulasi is a Mujarrad, free of additional letters, or Mazidun fi, which has additional letters. Same thing for Ruba'i and Khumasi. Okay, before we go to the next section, let's have Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal faraja. Okay. Next part is very important. Well, all of these sections are important, but this is very important, maybe we can say. I hope you're not tired by now. If you are, get up, stretch, and sit down. Have a salawat. Say salawat for Imam Mahdi Ajjala Farajul Sharif. Inshallah, you get refreshed. Patterns and their rules. A particular pattern or wazn, al-wazn, is utilized in tasrif to distinguish the patterns and their rules. A particular pattern or wazn is utilized in tasrif to distinguish the original letters from the additional letters. Okay, this is a new topic that we need to learn in this section, this chapter, which is the topic of wazn, which is also translated in English as pattern. Three letters of fa, ayn, and lam are used in the place of the first, second, and third original letters, respectively. For example, we say the word kataba is on the pattern of fa'ala, and alama is on the pattern of fa'ala. Okay, so we have, this is just a way for us, beginners of al-musarf, to make it easier for ourselves to make it to make learning, you know, these patterns easier for ourselves. Okay, so what is wazn? Wazn, right? Three letters of fa. I write it this way: fa, ayn, and lam. Right? We replace fa, ayn, and lam with the original letters. With the original letters, right? So for example, original letters of kataba are kaf, ta, and ba, right? We replace kaf with fa, we say fa. We replace ta with ayn, fa'a, and ba with lam, fa'ala, right? We say that kataba is on the wazn, or the pattern of fa'ala. But pay attention to the vowels. The vowels have to be in the same path, in the same sequence. For example, kataba has fatha over kaf, ta, and ba. So you do the same for the wazn. You say it's fa'ala. But the other example, for example, which is alima, alima, right? We replace ayn with fa, fa. We replace lam with ayn, right? But what's the vowel over lam? It's kasra, right? So we say it's on the pattern of fa'ala, right? Mim has fatha. So it would be kataba on the pattern of fa'ala, alama on the pattern of fa'ala, right? So, for example, we say that the first siga, the first pattern of madi, is fa'ala, right? Or fa'ala, that is the second pattern. Fa'alu is the second pattern, right? What do? You take any original letter and you just plug it in to this pattern, right? So you would say kataba, right? For the first pattern of madi, the past tense verb. Kataba or dharaba, nasara, right? You just plug in the root letters into the pattern. Inshallah, we'll discuss this more. Okay, we are just beginning to learn the wazn. Okay, the three letters, fa, ayn, and la, and so forth. When constructing a pattern for a kalima, the following rules should be noted. So these are the rules regarding the patterns. The letter fa represents the first original letter of the root word, right? What is the first letter of the root word? Kaf, right? Fa represents kaf of the root word. The letter ayn represents the second original letter, right? Ayn is representing the second original letter, which is ta. And lam represents the third original letter. The third original letter is ba, and lam is representing the letter ba, which is the third original letter. If the kalima has more than three letters, the letter lam will be repeated. Right? So for example, remember we talked about thalathi ruba'i khumasi, right? We say that some words have four original letters. Some words have five original letters, right? Remember that? When that happens, the word lam, the letter lam would be repeated. For example, so dahraja, let me write it here. Dahraja, right? Is on which pattern? On what pattern? Can you tell me? Fa represents the first original letter. Ain represents the second original letter. Dahraja, so it has sukun. Lam represents the third original letter. Fa'la. Now, you say that if it has additional original letter, you add another lam. So you add another lam and you say fa'lala. So dahraja is on the pattern of fa'lala. Very good. Okay, so if the kalima has more than three letters, the letter lam will be repeated. According to this, the pattern of the thulathi word has one letter lam, right? Like sa'al, as in sa'ala is on the pattern of fa'ala. Kataba on the pattern of fa'ala. Alima on the pattern of fa'ila, right? Very easy. The pattern of the ruba'i word will have the letter lam repeated twice. For example, dahraja is on the pattern of fa'lala. You see that? On the pattern of fa'lala. The pattern of the khumasi word will have the letter lam repeated three times, as in safarjala, right? Safar jala. Fa. It has five letters, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? The first original letter is represented by fa, by fa. Second original letter is represented by ain, fa, safar, yeah, fa'ala, fa'al. Third original letter is represented by lam, fa. Safarjal, fa'al. Fourth original letter is represented by another lam, and the fifth one with another lam, right? Fa'al, lala, fa'al, lala. I know it sounds funny, but this is the pattern. So for ruba'i, it would be fa'lala, and khumasi, in this case, would be fa'al, lala, fa'al, lala. If you can say three times, I give you $100. Okay. فعل لالا. فعل لالا. فعل لالا. Easy. Now, as previously mentioned, in the pattern فعلا, the three letters represent the first, second, and third original letters, respectively. The first original letter is referred to as فاء الكلمة. Okay, let me raise this as I'm raising. Let's have a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wa la'an aduwahum. Okay, let me write it here. Okay. So, we say that kataba is on the pattern of what? Fa'ala. Right? Fa'ala. Right? We say now, because of this, we say that kaf is fa'ul kalima. Is the fa'ul kalima. So now, from now on, when I say the word fa'ul kalima, tell me what's the fa'ul kalima of kataba, you know what I'm saying, right? Fa'ul kalima is the first kalima. It's the first letter of the kalima. The second original letter is referred to as aynul kalima, right? Aynul kalima. What is the ayn al-kalima of kataba? Ta. And the third original letter is called lam al-kalima. So what is the lam al-kalima of kataba? Easy. Ba, right? So this is the lam al-kalima. Let me give you practice. Dha, ra, ba. What is the fa'ul kalima of varaba? If you say dhat, you're correct. What is the lamul kalima of varaba? Think about it. Yes, you're correct. If you say ba, you're correct. What is the ainul kalima of daraba? Ra, right? Daraba. Okay. If the word contains four original letters instead of three, the fourth letter is referred to as lamul kalimat thani, the second lam, right? As in fa'lala. And if the word has five original letters, the fifth letter is called lamul kalima al-thalith. Lamul kalima al-thalith. The third lam, as in fa'al lala, right? So the third lam is called lamul kalima al-thalith, or the third lam. Okay, very good. Sometimes the original letters of a kalima are repeated, as in salama and jilbaba. Jilbabun, Salama and Jilbabun. Where the second and third origin, third letters respectively are doubled, right? So in these examples, Salama, in the word Salama, Ainul Kalama is repeated. Salama. You may ask, well, Shaykhana, we only have one ayn al-kalama. Why do you say we have two? Well, look at the shadda, right? What is shadda actually in reality? In reality, shadda is this. Sal, sal, lama. This is the ruling of adgham in Arabic. If you have two letters, they are the same, exactly the same, next to each other, the first one has sukun as i'rab. The first one has another vowel, right? You put them together, you write one word, one letter, right? And you just put shadda over that one. So instead of saying salama, you say sallama, sallama, right? So that's why he says that in this case, sallama, ayn al-fi'l is repeated, right? In the other example, jalbabun, lam al-kalama is repeated, right? Jalbabun. Okay. In this one, lam al-kalama is repeated. Now, why is this repeated? Why did it happen? Don't worry about it now. We'll talk about it later. But we are learning how to put them into a pattern. And here, you're learning how to put them into a pattern. Where the second and third letters respectively are doubled. This being the case, the letters fa, ain, and lam are repeated to indicate the repetition of an original letter. For example, sallama is on the pattern of fa'ala, right? So you say sallama is on the pattern of what? Fa'ala. Fa'ala, which is actually fa'ala. So when you are saying the pattern of sallama, you should also repeat the ayn al-kalima because it is repeated here. Same thing for here. Lam al-kalima is repeated. So you say fa'lala. Fa'lalun. Fa'lalun. Very good. Okay. Now, additional letters, however, exist in a pattern just as they are found in the word. For example, take the words alim and ma'lum. Okay? The word has added an additional letter alif to the pattern fa'il and the pattern fa'il. The word ma'lum has added two additional letters, mim and waf, to the pattern of maf'ul. Right? These additional letters are repeated in the pattern in the same manner that they are found in the word. In this manner, it becomes clear which letters are original and which are additional. Let me put this on the board so it would be very clear for you. Remember we say that alim is derivative word? Remember that? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about why is a derivative word and how is it made, but don't worry about it now. It's a derivative word. What's the pattern of fa'ala? We say the pattern is fa'il. Why is it fa'il? Because we say that fa, ain, and lam represents what? The original letters. What are the original letters of alim? Ain, lam, and mim. Right? So fa, ain, and lam. Right? Now, we took down the aleph exactly where it was in the pattern. Right? Alim was the aleph, which was the additional letter in the word alim, was the second letter. We brought it down as the second letter. Another example. Ma'loom. Ma'loom. What are the original letters of ma'loom? Ain, lam, mim. Can you tell me what's the pattern of ma'loom? Very easy. First, put down the fa, ain, and lam. Right? Right? Now, bring down the additional letters. Mim and waw. Maf'ool. Ma'loom is on the pattern of maf'ool. Did you see what I did? I first brought down the original letters. Fa, which represents the ayn. Ayn, which represents the second letter of the original letters. Lam, which represents the third original letter. And then I just brought down the same additional letters. In this way, as it mentions it here, we would know which words are original words and which words are additional words, right? So next time, let me give you another example. If I say Mansur is on the pattern of Maf'ul, Mansur is on the pattern of Maf'ul. Practice this one. If I say Mansur is on the pattern of Maf'ul, can you tell me the original letters? Yes, of course. It's Noon, Saad, and Ra, and Wav, and Mim are extra. Or additional letters, basically. Right? Same thing for... Let me tell you this. Let me make the example a little bit harder. If I say... Yansuruna... Sorry. Yansuruna is on the pattern of Yaf Uluna. Right? Can you tell me the original letters of Yansuruna? Yes, very easy. Right? Because Fa'ul Fa'l is Noon, Ainul Fa'l is Saad, and Lamul Fa'l is Ra. Right? Sorry. This way. So the original letters are Noon, Saad, and Ra. And the other ones, Ya, Wav, and Noon are extra. So you see, it becomes very easy. You know, this concept of having a pattern will really help a lot in Arabic. Okay. Let me this last line, and then we'll keep the rest for tomorrow, last class. The vowels or harakat on each of the letters in the pattern must correspond with the vowels of each letter in the word upon which the pattern is based. So, Yansuruna is on the pattern of Yaf'uluna, right? Yaf'uluna. Why? You know, we bring down the vowels the same way that they are. Ain al-Kalima here has waw, has a raf, so we put raf on the Ain al-Kalima. And same thing for Lamul Kalima, and therefore. Okay, very good. I hope that you enjoyed today's class and you practice the lesson and the examples that I gave you, and also the assignments that inshallah will be given to you. We finish this lesson by sending a salawat to our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.